If you're feeling not now, get ready for a podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm Kyle, and I'm here with
Coin Flippin' Bran.
Coin Flippin' Bran. Beware of his mighty Bran and his mighty flip.
Yeah,
his coin is okay.
It's Flippin' Bran.
Oh. Every time. Well, not every time. Once in a great moon.
Don't curse me. You're cursing me with the moons.
Your many moons.
Stop mooning me.
Yeah. Oh, that's why. All right, hang on. What kind of pants am I wearing? Motor pants?
Yeah. Oh, this is just sound effects
again. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so, this is a full episode.
What we're here to talk to you about today is it's a couple of things.
Two things, to be precise.
Yeah, and the two things will be decided by one thing.
Fate.
and fate is a coin.
Disguised as a coin.
Disguised as fate.
Oh, a coin disguised as fate?
Yes.
Man, that's a really, I don't know, what's the word? Narcissistic. Thank you, Kyle.
that's why I was narcissistic.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was just me being narcissistic again.
Fate must have bit him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're talking about pickup lines as a potential topic.
I lost my steam.
Yeah, well, you can pick your steam back up with the next topic, which is myths
legends. Oh shit, I was gonna use your
Ben
legends or
myths.
Yeah, mythologues.
Mythologues, monologues,
monoliths.
Monoliths. Yeah.
Monoliths.
Monoliths. Our topic today is monoliths. Let's see what we can do with that.
Well, we could do it.
A monolith is if I'm thinking of it correctly, is just a giant single pillar, correct?
No, that's the thing that rich guys wear in their eye.
That's a monocle.
I know.
A monocle.
Monocoupe is what they call two.
A monocoupe de gras is what they call a monocle that has been spread with a cheese sauce and layered on a biscuit.
But anyways, so pick up. Well, I'm losing track here. You can fail it for a second. I got to recenter myself.
All right, recap. So, if you're just joining us, you missed out some of the stuff. You were probably doing something important, but in the event that you weren't, here's what we were doing.
Don't ever swish scotch.
Oh, this is scotch? Oh, anyway, there's your recap. We're doing either pickup lines or myths/urban legends.
Yeah, and the best part about this is you can pick up an urban legend today if you go down to your local grocer. but we're not doing that.
They charge by the bushel. That's not fair.
Yeah. And by the pound, or the kilo.
Yep, or by the handful.
Handful of bushels. A bushel full of hands.
Yeah. All right, so what kind of coin are we flipping today, Bran? I'm sorry, Bran flipping coin toss? Bran coin and flip
coin
toss?
Flipping Bran.
Coin flipping Bran.
Yeah. Yeah, so the coin we're flipping today is actually, it's become one of my favorites. Not so much for the art on it. You know, like the actual engravings or anything, or I guess you'd call them not engravings.
Etching?
No.
Transposed
something
image?
That's protruding. Embossing. Like emboss is what it kind of is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Embossed. Emboss means raised. Engrave means ditch.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
So it's like.
The more you know with Coin Flippin' Bran.
This is how coins are.
So basically my favorite parts about this coin are the fact that essentially, it looks like two coins that are glued together, and you're forever trying to rip them apart.
It does look like two coins that are glued
together. Yeah, hold on. I'll hand it to you.
I've never seen
anything
like that.
And it's pretty hefty. It's surprisingly hefty for such a little coin.
Maybe they have been glued together.
Well, it's also from India.
Ooh.
It has, like, three lions on the front, which I assume it's not a three-headed lion, because it looks like they also have legs. It looks like it's three lions, not, like, one three-headed lion. Yeah. And then on the back side, it says 5 rupees. From Legend of Zelda, and it's got two little foreign reefs.
Foreign reefs?
They look like flowers, so it's not like a reef that we would have.
Oh, so it's
from the year 2000. Oh, like there's, it looks like stargazers and maybe some lotus there. Those are flowers, Kyle. Okay.
Stargazers? What are children doing on this coin?
What? Yeah. Stargazers are children?
Well, they could be.
It could be, anyone can look at a star. I
mean, how old do you have to be?
A frog could be a stargazer.
Yeah, you could be a deer or a mantelope.
Or a headlight.
Man, something just changed.
What?
In our audio.
Really?
Yeah. It looks like everything's still going fine, so let's keep going.
Yeah, let's not take pauses to analyze technical difficulties.
Maybe I just got drunk all of a sudden. Maybe I finally have been able to realize the exact moment. Or maybe that Red Bull's kicking in.
I'm lost. You got your own Pythagorean theorem over there. Anyways, so this coin that we're flipping, there's three lions on a pillar. And I guess that could stand for urban legends, because like, when have you ever seen three lions together?
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely sounds like an urban legend thing.
And this would be pickups, because you obviously want to pick up a wreath if you ever find it.
Yeah, or
good luck.
Pick up a rupee. Whenever you see them in Legend of Zelda, the goal is to get a bigger wallet so you can eventually pick them up.
Yeah, smash jars, find them, people get angry, that's fine.
You're like, ooh, a red rupee.
Yeah. Ruby and red.
Boom, boom, boom.
So, we're going to... You want to check this coin out before we
flip it? Yeah, I'd love to give it a look-see.
Give it a look-see, Lou, and smooth it over.
Man, it does look like they're glued
together. It does. It's like someone took some...
Something just... I just want to break this apart.
I know. Now. I tried. It doesn't work. Broken nail. Not my fingernail. I used a
broken
nail.
Broken ale? You used a mug of ale to try and break this open?
Well, it was... To be more technical, it was a screw. Yeah, no, it's crazy, right?
I feel like it started to give way.
Is that one of the ones you got or one of the ones I had?
I think that's one of the ones I got.
Oh, you just always want to think that's the ones you got.
Oh, yeah, no.
Narcissistic.
No, because I was looking this over and I didn't realize the giant five above rupees. And I saw rupees 2000. I'm like, wow, this is 2000 rupees.
From the year five.
Wow, this is an old coin. I hit the jackpot.
That was risky.
Yeah.
But we did it.
We did it because you're coin flipping brand. God, you keep moving to a more dangerous position every time.
Well, this time it's just my elbow that was in danger, not my head.
And only fine. When you're celebrating.
I know. I gotta stop celebrating.
You're never sad and get hurt.
No one gets hurt when they're sad. That's how depression works.
Yeah.
Anyways. So we're gonna flip this coin. What?
Sorry.
What?
That's how depression works.
Can't get hurt anymore. You're already at the bottom.
Yeah, you're already embossed. Yeah.
Welcome to the rock. Rock bottom. So.
Rock bottom. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you're doing Rock Lobster?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rock bottom.
You had bottoms of rocks.
Just like shit yourself with rocks? What's going on there?
It was a play on Buns of Steel.
Yeah, somebody who's lifting things, which was almost
actually
the topic.
Steel's stronger than rock, is it?
I believe so, because it's forged.
Oh,
it means
okay.
And steel is a compound alloy between iron and ore.
Ore, like a rowboat? No. Sorry. I know what you're talking about. All right, let's flip this coin. I'm getting zony.
Yeah.
So
brand zone.
Brains on zone.
All right, so
zone zone.
The lion side is the myths and urban legends, or urban legends slash whatever.
Yeah, and then the wreath is the pickup.
Pickup time. Yeah, because you want to give a wreath when you're trying to do.
It's urban myths and legends.
Ooh, like, man.
Myths and urban legends.
Myths slash legends. That's not the right satchel.
Thank you for saving me.
Whew. Almost had to flip that coin again. It would have been weird where it's...
I remembered that it was sandwiched.
Yeah, we'd like get halfway through talking about how glued together it looks. And we'd be like, wait a minute.
I remember this.
I've seen that coin before.
So we got urban...
Urban myths.
Myths.
Well,
I guess I'm not picking anyone up. I can take this jacket off.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Are you just going to keep doing that until you get to wear the jacket?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like a good luck charm or a bad luck charm.
Bad luck charm. Here's a topic. I don't want time for my jacket.
Yeah, just carry this around and walk under it. It's a ladder.
Maybe it's just
a bad luck charm.
Maybe it's an elaborate like ruse, and you're just like, you just want to take the jacket off after a certain amount of time, so you declare like whatever topic we got was the one you didn't want.
Well, I'll have you know, Kyle, that was the ruse until I realized that it applied. Once I stumble and I fall into a topic where it doesn't, where it actually does fit, then I will wear it. And that is my cross to bear.
It couldn't have been like a professor talking about a bear cross. Oh, the urban legend of a bear cross.
Yeah, okay, so do we want to explain this a little bit? I don't think we explained either of these.
Yeah, we haven't explained these so far. So a myth or urban legend is...
a tale.
A tale that...
usually.
Are you going to
explain it? I don't know, I thought it? I was waiting for you.
Are we going to try and say the same word?
Yeah, okay, so ready? Pineapple. It didn't work.
I didn't say anything.
Anyways, a myth and an urban legend is like... it's usually like a myth or an urban legend.
Yeah.
And that's so, it. So,
so it's something that seems like that it hasn't been concretely proven and or a belief that's just widely believed, for lack of a better word.
Are we going to get into beliefs? That seems a little touchy.
Well, I guess myth. Like,
when I start telling people that Arby's isn't the best fast food, someone's going to get mad.
Yeah, someone is going to get very steamed at you.
Yeah, they're going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Until they discover, like, the margaritas drive-thru, which is just where you get margaritas on the go.
Yeah, well, my favorite fast food is Chinese buffet because it's fast. It's already done. Yeah. Just walk up there and grab it.
Steal as much as you can.
Go for the crab legs every time. Might give you food poisoning. You might have a great time.
It's a toss-up, like a coin.
Yeah, coin flipping brand. Anyways, so we could do skits. We could do skits about urban legends and myths.
Myth. Or
we could do our own. I like ones we make up, or talk about ones that are real. Fake ones.
Do you want to cross off the two that are real first? Because we have two things.
There's only two real ones?
Well, the two that we know of.
I know, lots.
Oh, fine.
I can name two off the back of my paw.
All right, well, I guess I'll start
speaking
off with
of
like...
paw.
Sorry. I guess I'll start off with the favorite snake bite one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was one that Brandon and I did...
when we were angsty.
Yeah, when we were angsty and discovered Xbox Live.
Which was also like 3 years after everyone in the world had Xbox Live.
I didn't see any news headlines on this, so I'm pretty sure that nobody actually tried it. But we had somewhat tried to tell people that we were doing a new drug called Snake Bite and that it was putting battery acid on cough drops.
Mostly stupid people, which is probably, you know, not a good idea.
Yeah.
but we
saved
told
it
them.
For the smart ones.
Yeah, that wouldn't do it. So we wouldn't feel guilty.
So as you can see, Not Now Podcast has been happening for most of our lives.
This is just the newest edition of Not Now Podcast.
And Xbox Live was also around in the 70s.
In case you forgot.
Yeah. It's easy to forget the 70s. Come on.
Who forgot the 70s Volume 2?
Who forgot?
What? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh.
Who forgot?
Well, no, it's just... It was like called, that's what I call the 70s or something. It was on, VH1. They used to do the, like, that's
I
the
love
six,
the 70s.
Oh, yeah, I love the 70s. Yeah, dude, that was an awesome show.
Yeah.
There's all those people, like, reliving their childhood.
Yeah, and they were all mythical.
Yeah, they were. They all had lemony. Tails. What? Lemony?
Urban lemony. So you have one?
Do you have one? Yeah, I mean, I feel like this one goes without saying. The urban legend... of Bigfoot. Everybody knows about Bigfoot.
I thought you meant ones that were personally relevant. You have personal relevance.
Oh, personal relevance?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I got it. I didn't know that's where we were starting.
Well,
yes?
Something just clicked again.
It's because I'm fiddling with my fidoodle.
Stop fucking fiddling with that. It's changing my world.
That's how I make babies. Leave it at that.
Oh my god. Okay.
So urban legend number one. Wait, are we making them up now?
Sure. Yeah, let's just
let's go. Wait, we gotta do the second one.
Yeah, we already teased it in the thing, so in the warm up.
What was the second one?
The second one was the Turner Beast.
Oh yeah, Turner Beast.
Which was, it was hyped up in the newspapers for a while when we were kids as a weird beast.
Spoiler, by the way, if you're still catching up in the newspapers.
in the future. Yes. We're time travelers. But
we're chime travelers.
The 80s is our favorite. Through chimes. Mostly wind chimes. whenever you ring one, we're summoned. So don't do that a lot.
Damn you, wind. Started getting summoned all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know where to go. They're everywhere at once. But anyway.
But nowhere at the same time.
Sorry. At the same time. Time travel. So the Turner Beast was a plague on our town.
Like the bubonic.
Yep. It would gobble up things like your keys and mail and stuff that you were looking for. but really, it turned out to just be a like coyote that fucked a wolf. dog that fucked a coyote,
and we were really against that in our town. Yeah,
and they had a weird ass looking baby, and we were like, "You're the Turner Beast," and it was a lot like the Hunchback of Notre Dame or
Dom, the Dame or the Dom, either
the
one.
Dame or the Dom, or Phantom of the Opry.
Yeah,
yeah, that
so
sort of.
So now I sing to you,
you fucked up dog coyote.
Just try this bone again. It'll make you strong. The vitamins and nutrients inside my sauce.
Oh, sauce.
Sauce. Bone sauce.
Yeah. You need a bone to make your sauce? What? You need a bone in your sauce to make it more meaty.
Well, it makes it more thick.
Gives it flavor?
Yeah, I thick was the wrong word.
All the flavor more, is from the bone.
The only way I can think to describe it is it gives it more oomph.
Yeah, the mara.
You gotta give it oomph.
You take
that. That's why I always pour a cup of scotch in my soup. Yeah. Give it more oomph.
Oomph. soup flambé.
That sounds pretty good,
actually.
I just
drizzle it over the top.
Don't reduce it. That's for wussies.
Wussies. You don't like a little scotch in your soup? That's wrong. It helps with the cold.
Oh, you're going to put salad dressing on that? Of course.
Of course.
What's the scotch for? Just wait.
Salad dressing on your soup?
No.
Haven't you ever heard of soup and salad?
Scotch for salad dressing.
Oh, oh man. So I guess, do you want to start with the Tom's Tale?
I don't remember how that goes. Yes, I do. All right, everybody gear up, grip Boom. Up, and get ready, because we're going on a machete ride. And what this machete ride's all about is handing you spaghetti. Just ask the waitress with the trough top driver, the one that's got the little carriage carousel that careens around the aisles, handing out little goodies and candies for all of you.
And that's kind of like the Tom's Tale, because it made just about as much sense.
Yeah, and so, that's how it was spawned, out of random association.
Yeah, so Brand's Tom's Tale, I checked the sticky note in the back of my phone, and it said that Tom's Tale was part, and I quote, part talon, part oboe, which is a musical instrument, and part mumbumba, which I have no idea what that is.
I explained it if you go back and listen.
Damn. Was sure. it during the Itale bit?
Yeah, I think so. And he was just pissed that everyone didn't want sushi.
So Tom's Tale is this mythical creature that is riding through the sky.
Yeah, and what you're forced to do is ride the Tom's Tale.
And he'll lead you to his treasure?
He leads you to hell. It's basically the premise. You're forced to ride him. Nobody is forced to ride for treasure.
So you have to hang on because you're forced to hang on? Because
you don't want to fall.
Fair enough.
So the Tom's Tale is like the only way I can think of it, it's like a circular lizard.
Oh.
But with wings and hair like a bat.
And he makes musical sounds. Like,
well, yeah, because the tambourine is round. That's where his part tambourine comes in.
He was part oboe.
And part talon. And Mumbumba was talented. Part tambourine.
Is that because he was talented?
I don't know. His name wasn't Ted, but he was a talon.
He was Tom. Talon Tom?
Talon Tom Tid.
He was tompted.
He was tompted by the Mumbumba to take a part of it.
You never know when the Mumbumba will call you.
Basically, the Tom's Tale is a metaphor for the drastic
change.
Hijinks. That one finds oneself in random association through what's the word I'm looking for? Profound experiences and ideologies that kind of conform and constrict us as a population to search out a greater good or evil, thus cascading us into an overwhelming display of random euphemisms and metaphors that we can only assume turn into some big cabal of who knows what's at euphoria that can sometimes turn into a genealogy, which you can then extract, you know, the purpose of one's true being, which can only be correlated back into the Tom's Tale.
Didn't follow any of that.
That's okay. That's what Tom's Tale is all about.
Yeah, I can recall some of that.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're on board. On board the Tom's God Tale.
God damn it.
Welcome back. How was your ride? No, just kidding.
Oh, are we doing skits already?
No, that was just the Tom's Tale.
Okay. Man.
Any other urban? You want to do real urban legends?
You want to do real ones?
Well, I thought we could kind of cover our favorites. How about we do our favorite one?
Yeah.
Only one, though. You only get one.
Are we going to choose the same one?
Maybe. I didn't think about that happening until you suggested that, and then I got scared. You better not
all right, fucking I'll, say it. I'll choose a different one.
No, just choose your one, because this will be funny.
All right. Are we just going to go on three?
No.
No, let's go on three. Okay. Let's just commit to it.
On three or one?
Henri.
Henri, okay.
One, two, three.
Bigfoot. Henri. Oh. You said Henri.
Henri.
Oh, re. I was waiting for Henri.
I said re instead of three.
Oh. No, mine wasn't Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Bigfoot.
What's your favorite one?
Yeah.
I love Bigfoot. It's just not my favorite.
Oh. What is alligators in the sewers?
No.
Giant-sized cats roaming the streets?
Stop guessing it. Talk about your favorite. You're going to ruin mine. Stop it. Street cats is a pretty good one. Just talk about your favorite.
The double-sized margarita? No.
Double-wine popsicle sticks.
Triple-wine popsicle sticks.
We saw the jumbo ones. Anyways.
Shoes that fit?
No. Talk about why Bigfoot's your favorite.
Bigfoot is awesome, just because he's lurking out there somewhere.
Wait, Sasquatch or Bigfoot? Are they the same?
Yeah, they're the same.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Sasquatch is if you want to sound fancy.
What about Abominable Snow Hand? Yeti
is a winter Bigfoot. Oh. He's a Canadian Bigfoot.
So, why is your Bigfoot your favorite?
It's all Bigfoot.
It's like...
Well, it's like the missing link kind of thing. Like, I don't know, he's an introvert.
Scientific connotation.
I can relate to that. He's hairy. Hairy guy. Gotta like him. Everybody likes a guy with a full head of hair.
A full body of hair work.
Oh, I still have that t-shirt thing that I've never made.
Yeah, don't say it. I'm gonna make it for you, and then we can post a picture about it.
Oh, come on, we gotta say it. It'll make it more popular.
No, I want it to be a surprise how it's gonna look. You can say it. No one knows how it's going to look except for me in my head. And you.
So it was basically the
Mamboomba.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
The idea was Bigfoot holding the pimp's cup and like
jewelry
and stuff and bling and said urban legend. It was a play on
his knuckles.
It's a pun.
I thought you wanted to have both his fists out with like a big chain and he had like brass knuckles that said urban legend on each hand.
I think I went back and forth over the years.
Chalice.
It's been a long process making
He could
this
be holding
t-shirt.
The chalice sideways, spilling it.
Yeah, spilling it and it goes up because he's upside down.
Because an urban legend.
Oh. Can you make an upside down t-shirt?
Yeah.
Where like...
It's just uncomfortable.
It's like a very slim...
Just your wrist come out of the handholes and you're like trying to keep it up with your shoulders. Yeah.
Maybe it's like the fucking whatever the hell Sasuke wears on Naruto.
Oh, you said Sasuke.
Saki.
What?
Whatever.
Sake?
Saki.
Oh.
But yeah, okay, so what's your favorite urban
legend? Well, this one has no merit. Like, there's a cool science background, and there's a connection between men. Like,
and it has no merit? Oh, because it doesn't have that. Okay, I thought you were describing it.
No, mine is just Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Because it's so goddamn fun to say.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra. Chupacabra. No, it's like a little demon chihuahua.
Yeah.
That, like, eats
I think
that
is the actual description. It eats, like, livestock.
Yeah, he's all kinds of shit. It's like a devil spawn.
I can appreciate devil spawn.
And I'm just
spawns.
Like, man, if only you were holy, you'd be in my game.
Yeah.
But this is a holy game.
Yeah.
So you're outcast. Let the game begin.
Let the game begin. The Chupacabra game.
Nessie, first up, you're taking on the Mary Magdalene. Sorry. I said we weren't going to get into beliefs. Whoopsies.
Man. Yep, that's...
People believe in Bigfoot.
People can believe in like holy figures, weird demon
chupacabras. But he's unholy. He's not allowed in. This is a holy tournament.
The tournament of the holy.
Yeah. Swiss cheese, you're first up.
Oh, no.
You're going against sponge.
Sponge cake.
Angel. And then over time, the cheese will get moldy because both of them have not moved and the sponge will win.
Next up, you're going against the pizza with the weird bubbly thing.
Oh, yeah. Man, people love that. I hate it. Unless you're talking about tortilla chip, because then it scoops salsa extra good. Other than that, fuck the bubble. I don't want air bubbles.
I don't like the air bubbles. Yeah. I wish they disappeared.
Yeah, even in your cheese?
To hell with them.
Oh, except for, you know what, another time it's good? You ever like...
underwater?
No. You ever like broil chicken thighs with skin on them, and then they get all bubbly, crusty, like
good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are good. Stuff. Yeah.
That's when you want the bubbles. You want the...
Or in a bath.
Yeah. Or in a bath. Good place for bubbles.
Yeah. Man, I don't care how old I get. Still love a bubble bath.
Yeah. I start giggling, start poking them.
Make a beard out of it, and I'm like, look, this beard's on my beard. Yeah.
Take a little plastic razor and like shave it away.
Oh, speaking of beards, can I get off topic for a second?
We already are, so go ahead.
Nah, never mind. I'll talk about that. It's more of a warm-up material kind of thing.
Okay.
I won't forget it. Don't worry. I forgot it. Just kidding. So now we're going to talk about our own urban legends?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to try doing a scene?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a scene.
How?
I don't know. We could be... You want to be two people on the hunt for this urban legend? Or do you...
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Sorry. I was just moving that door out of the way that I kept hitting my elbow on of you who couldn't witness that.
Thank God you couldn't do that to my light switch. I just have a huge hole in my wall. Oh, no. Dark cast.
Man, good thing that wasn't connected to anything important. Because I would have fucked us over.
Reboot. So maybe we should do that one time, a dark cast.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
This is the talker.
Oh, we should do that for like a ghost story episode.
Oh, I like where your head's at. It's in the game.
Yeah.
My head's in the flame. Ah, it's hot.
Did you hear that outside?
What?
It was a rustling in the leaves.
I think we better go check this.
It's not fall. There can't be leaves.
There's still leaves.
On the ground?
Some of them fall on the ground.
Hmm. I don't know. Well, all right, let's get closer to see if we're right.
Yeah, because
I don't think there's any
podcast outside. Let's go check it out, viewers. You guys are right now. You don't even understand. You're bearing witness to the first ever Not Now podcast adventure. What's that, Kyle?
Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was listening to someone else's podcast.
I told you for the fifth time, you can't be listening to other people's podcasts, okay?
Why not?
You're just giving them views, Kyle. This is all about, you gotta just only listen to us. You bitched me about listening to NPR, and then I was here listening to, what was that? Kyle, it's here.
Huh? Oh my God. Is that
vanished?
It's the vanishing cat bat. Hat tat.
Oh,
it's the tatted hat bat cat.
The vanishing cat hat bat tat. So the CHBT
chatacabra.
Chatacabra.
Oh, it's part cobra. It's I saw it for a brief minute,
and then it had the eyes of an emu and the nose of an ostrich. I had the feathers, Kyle, the feathers of an emu, and I had the legs of an ostrich. It had the tail of an emu, but it had the
with a bunch of cat tattoos. That explains all cat-tos. The cats we were
cat a bunch of cat
and its wings were feathery like a bat.
No, I just I realized that I fucked up after the second explanation, and I was just continuing to explain an emu or an ostrich, one or the other. It was dark. Very close.
Either way, in our area, it would definitely be strange to see either of them.
Yeah, in Australia, you never expect to see that.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. So what if I think that one was a little hard to convey?
Yeah.
What if we did a skit where it was like I was interviewing you, who was like a proponent of said thing, and I was just a reporter?
That makes much more sense.
Or you could be interviewing me. I did just Rochambeau like the, for it. Ready? So the winner gets to be the interviewee, which is the person taking the interview.
Okay.
Rochambeau.
Rochambeau.
Wait, we both got scissors first.
And then we both got paper.
So here we go. Rochambeau. What do I get?
Thought you were going to go back to scissors. No. Brandon got paper. I got rock.
Yeah, what did I do?
You're the interviewee.
Okay. Tonight on Eyewitness News, we are interviewing Shmon Jonathan. And Shmon Jonathan has claimed that he is bore witness to a very, very mysterious creature. We have an exclusive interview with Shmon, who is the foremost expert on this subject. Shmon?
Hi! I've been interviewing a lot of people just trying to spread the word about Bore Kringle.
Bore Kringle, you say, Shmon?
Yes, Bore Kringle.
Could you tell us more about this individual, maybe perhaps a creature? I'm not exactly sure. If you could give
He's more of a celestial body when you think about it. Because a Bore Kringle goes around with, he's part boar, as you might imagine.
With the tusks.
No, the hind part.
Oh.
Mostly a boar ass and a boar dick. But that part is tiny, and it goes around at about boar level, which the tail, you know, with the
Aurora borealis.
The tuft, yes. And then the top is more cringly, like an old wrinkly guy trying to crawl out of bed in the late afternoon after a hard day's night, know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
But the boar cringle.
Jolly? Kringle.
Boar crinkle.
Oh, crinkle. Crinkle. Like a pickle.
Crinkle
cut.
Yes. So, anyways, Boar Crinkle goes around and he doesn't do what the Kris Kringle, his counterpart, does. What he does is he goes around and he knocks over your chimney. And once he's done that, he gets inside your house.
My gosh.
Yes. And when he is.
Oh, by gosh, by golly.
It's, yeah, he'll tear down your mistletoe and your holly. He hates herbs.
Even in the summertime?
Yeah, so he'll just burn them. Which smells terrible when they're all
burning mixed holly must be the worst smell ever.
Yes, especially if you've had the misfortune to accumulate a bunch of it. I don't know why you thought I was going somewhere I wasn't. But
what was your name, Shmon? Shmon Jonathan.
Shmon John Tonathan.
John Tonathan? Shmon, tell me about the origins of this Bore Kringle.
Well, Bore Kringle came from, as I said, he's an elderly fellow, half boar with a boar dick. And as you can imagine, he came from an ungodly sight of... let's just call it desperation.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it there.
He's my son.
Shmon, sorry. Shmon, we're going to have to cut it there, actually, for the viewer. This is live television.
I've said Bordick twice, and you didn't have a problem.
That's fine. With that. It's totally fine with the...
Is it the ungodly part?
No, it's... I thought you were going to go into a description about your interactions.
Oh, okay.
But I
bring out cameras?
No. No. So, Shmon, tell me how people...
When
the people,
he was 13...
Shmon.
I gave the people, him a great Shmon, birthday.
If I may interrupt you for a second, Shmon. I'm conducting the interview. The people, the public, mm-hmm. would like to know how they can perhaps prevent a sighting from this Bore Kringle. How would you say is the best way to stave off this?
The best way to prevent the sighting of him is to blind yourselves immediately. Because once you're blind, you're not going to be seeing him very much.
Mm.
I mean, I guess there's a chance he's been burned into your
depending
memory.
On how well you can blind yourself,
at this point,
I presume.
Yeah, your skill and tolerance for pain, as anyone knows.
Shmon, tell me more about... Are there any natural predators to this Bore Kringle? Is it like a circle mm-hmm. of life, like an ecosystem, like of a higher course. Tier?
Yes, you have your falcons that are abnormally large, or preferred hunting groups. You have
I see.
You have mountain turkeys, which are fearsome much more fearsome than your normal plain turkey. You have your people who make their glass really clean, so it looks like it's not there, like an open door. You have 18-wheelers. You have serial killers. You have food that's poisoned. It's a whole bunch of things.
So, Shmon, if you were to give one last bit of advice to people that are worried about this boar kringle, what would you tell them, Shmon?
I would tell them that make sure you just mace the fuck out of him. Like, take a long a medieval mace, preferably one that is hefty, considerable weight. Be gentle with him.
With a mace.
Well, I have feelings for him, as you know, him being my son. So I prefer you make it gently and quickly end his misery. But if you're going to, take a souvenir, please don't mount his human girl. And I prefer you take the boar ass part
and
if you're insistent and the poor dick. If you're insistent on having a trophy.
Well, thank you, Shmon. Thank you so much for that interview.
You're very welcome,
James. All right, we're going to go hunt down that that boar kringle now.
Is that good?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The boar dick?
Boar kringle.
Boar kringle. Boar kringle.
Going to get his boar dick chopped off.
With a mace. Be gentle.
Chopped off with a mace. Don't think that works.
How can you avoid deciding? By blinding yourself. Yeah,
what a great thought. All right. Do you want to try and fit another one of those interviews in?
Yeah.
Or do we want to make up urban legends? I guess we're kind of making them up as we're doing
interviews. Yeah. All right. I'll interview you quick if that's okay. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
So you.
Just, I'm gonna get a headset.
Just real quick. Did you.
What?
So you did.
I'm gonna get my headset.
All right. So we are here with. The renowned author and lead aficionado of his new book. I'm going to let him introduce himself here.
My new book here is rather lengthy title, but I presume that all your audience is astute enough to understand the tribulations of which I've gone through to follow this.
We make them take
this titling process. It is, as far as I'm concerned, this interview is purely superfluous, but. So the title of my book is The End.
I see. A grave title that you have going there. I'm sorry about that. I swallowed a fly.
It's very, very fine. Swallowing flies is one of my favorite hobbies, in fact, if I don't recall. One evening on the summers, when I was evening on the summer, I was back on my own log cabin. I was sitting atop the peak, and I just thought to myself, what a great book title, I'll Swallow This Fly. And I thought, wait, that can't be the end, and boom, I had it.
Wow, that's truly fascinating. So tell me, Tom Tars.
Yes.
So you definitely studied this creature, I guess I shall call him.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say study. It's more observing this creature and stringently note-taking the reactions, the habits, as well as sketching the proportions of its individual, its physique, basic parts, yes. Its physical anomalies that it occurred and was exuberant about displaying throughout its life and threshold. I was very fascinated, but I wouldn't say I studied it.
It sounds very much like you had studied quite an extreme amount. You spent 38 years with it.
I did. I spent 38 years with it, and unfortunately, recently I've divorced the creature, but. It's one of those things, it's at some point you just grow apart and you roll over in the middle of the night and you think,
do I even know this beast?
Have I studied you enough? And you think, yeah, I've studied you enough. I'm done with this. We're on to the next beast. But, as I always say, all's well that ends well, and we've got a custody hearing on the morrow, but everything's about to turn out fine, I'm sure. I don't really care what happens to the little brat. But I've written this new book, and it's a very in-depth analytical, almost a biography about the analytics that go on between me and, I suppose you could refer to this creature as my spouse. But just the abnormal behavior, you know, like eating porridge at night and eating steak in the morning, and it's just revolting, this creature. I have no way to describe it other than ungodly.
Sounds very gluttonous.
I do like playing in the muttonness with many girls. If anyone's listening, I am single now. And I do write many fabulous books about my studies, as you called them. But I prefer them more to be inquiries or romantic endeavors.
I noticed you had a very deep gasp at the end of that. Was that intentional?
Yes.
Well, could you describe this this beast or spouse or spouse beast or...
I believe the illustrations in the book speak for themselves, sir.
Yes, I see that.
They were drawn by my offspring.
Thought it was your hand. Your own hand, no?
No, I could not fathom to use my own hand to spy such a beast onto paper with pen and quill.
Well,
quill and paper. I couldn't think of a better way to...
If I might comment for our audio listeners.
Absolutely.
So this horrid beast, it's a very scrawny, if I might describe it, almost stick-like. With a bulbous head.
Precisely.
Standing outside of a crudely fashioned house. A bit of a frowny, downturned mouth.
Yes, that terrible offspring of mine forgot the fangs.
Yes. The fangs are above its head. It looked like a cloud. Possibly some straw. And... And then under its arm wedges, I would assume there's not very many shoulders in these portraits.
So now that, if you don't mind me interjecting, now that we've analyzed the cover of my book, I would prefer to get to the personal segment on the inside, if that's all right with you.
Certainly,
so I usually, with my studied books, biographies, if you will, I choose not to dedicate... or stoop to that level of dedication that writers so feel enthralling within them to allow someone to claim property to the... What's the word I'm looking for?
Intellectual property?
No, the driving force behind me creating this. That I don't want them to feel the
motive.
Yes, the motive. Thank you. So inside I simply inscribed, this book is dedicated to my goblin ghoul creature that I once spent a significant amount of time with, and thus only wish I had the wherewithal and the genius to invent myself a time machine that I may once return to a happier place where I never encountered such a horrible creature.
Ah.
Very sweet, I thought.
Yes. I also thought this was the preface to what I would describe as a very long suicide note.
Indeed it is. You're about to bear witness to that.
Yes.
Righty-o, you got the rope requested for the interview.
Yes, I can't fathom what on earth you'd be doing with this.
Oh, do you like magic?
I do. I'm a fan.
Well, I can't do any, so I'm just going to hang myself.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Man.
Yeah, it got a little dark there.
Man. Did you catch that I was trying to do a stick figure?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, for hang yourself?
Oh, no, for the...
hang yourself in the moment you want it. You better never let it go.
Mom's spaghetti. I'm dead in my sweater already.
The stick man for the picture?
Oh, because you said it was drawn by your kid. Yeah.
And then I thought it was funny that I was like, that's the cover of my book.
And it's just called The End.
Yeah, it's just stick drawing. First, it was funny that it took the turn that it was like I was spending time with this mythical creature. It's like my wife.
My spouse.
My ex-wife.
Common-law marriage, I suppose.
Yeah. Yep. And I hated her guts, apparently.
Yeah.
Not to write a horrible book about her called The End.
The End.
And then I hung myself. Beast. How fitting is that, though? It's called The End, and then on the interview for The End,
It's The End.
Yeah.
Well.
Shit.
Man. I feel like we barely dipped our toes in. I feel like we got to do like a part two to everything.
Yeah, I think we can definitely do a part two to Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
Job Interviews.
Yeah.
And this one.
Yep.
Because I feel like just getting into the skits, I was like, small business loans, too. Yeah, we could do. Yeah, we could definitely
do a part two to small business loans.
That's got to be season 21. So hold on to your bridges. We're recapping
everything.
Yeah.
And we're running out of ideas.
By the way, if you guys aren't sure about this yet, we are definitely going to have over 1,000 seasons. So
just yeah, until we die.
Well, or I plan on going after I die. Yeah, so
when you see a season that says the end, you know what is coming. But yeah, thanks so much for listening.
The whole season's called The End, so like
every title.
The first the end, the second end, the third end, the fourth end.
Is it done yet?
And we just never end that season.
Started out next season.
Yeah, so we have a sponsor for this, which is actually the Pulitzer Prize. Decided to, you know, write us, ironically, and give us a sponsorship. Yeah, to let
people know that they exist as a prize. I guess we have a wider fan base.
Yeah, and they're actually giving us a prize because our audio has been handwritten in sweat.
And tears.
And they actually submitted it. So one of you gracious, wholesome...
Crying.
Fans. Profusely sweating fans.
Yeah, you should invest in an AC.
Yeah, and also tissues.
Yeah. And but if we get any funding, that's what we're going to donate to you.
Yeah, but we won't.
Yeah. I mean, the Pulitzer is very prestigious, and you're just a sweaty, crying guy.
So. Well, I mean, they already gave us the prize.
Oh, we won.
Yeah, but we the problem is we kind of spent all of that on this episode, so...
Doing research.
Yeah, and it turns out research is more expensive than you think. You ever hire a bunch of, like, leading-level researchers from prestigious colleges to look up the end and tell you every meaning that it could be and then make it something different?
Did you ever buy 80 bottles of scotch and go camping in Mexico to see if you could find a chupacabra?
Yeah, did you ever purchase all the original film capturing Bigfoot? Because we did, and we have it. And we're not sharing it.
Yeah, we're going to burn it.
Yeah, so no one
destroy
else...
Destroy the evidence, man.
Yeah, we want him to remain... As elusive as ever.
Yeah, free the foot.
Free the foot. And that's what the sandal's all about. Thank you, Jesus.
And if you want to free the foot or Jesus, email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
We also have a couple other sites that we're on too.
We are on Facebook, which is like...
Well, we've already been on Facebook.
Yeah, we were on Facebook.
For you were on Facebook, then we got on Facebook, and then we're on you on Facebook.
Yeah. So you can find us on Facebook. You can also find us at notnow.podiant, which is podiant.co. There's no M.
Because it's just foreign.
It's European.
What else are we on? Spotify?
TuneIn, Stitcher.
Yeah.
We are on...
Your mom.
What is it? Radio Public. Google, any Google podcast device, I guess.
Yeah, and actually, now if you go into Hot Topic, they'll have a section where they're selling Not Now Podcast products.
Yeah.
So be sure to check that out next time you're visiting your local mall. And we'll see you on the flip side, Kip's Biscuit.